So since you've brought up the hunger strike and we're zipping forward to current times when the control unit model from Marion is now proliferated across the country, what is the goal of a hunger strike? When, what's the role of people both inside and out?
Right. Well, I don't know if you mean the specific goals or you mean, I mean, what tools do prisoners have to use, really? They have very few tools. They can't even, if they're not working, which in control units, nobody's even given any jobs. It's forced idleness. They don't have very many tools. So a hunger strike is one thing they can do, is withhold, you know, refuse to eat. And I think that's what's happening. It's also symbolic of the extreme feelings that these prisoners must have because, you know, really your body is destructing and you're doing this because in some ways living like this is just a nightmare and is impossible. So I don't know if that's an answer mm-hmm. to the question.
Well, but... because you've had 15 years and more of experience in supporting the organizing of prisoners inside, what's your understanding of the dynamic and the importance of the people on the outside? What can folks do to...
So a key element of our work was giving voice to the prisoners inside, and that means a lot of different things. I mean, one thing it means is having some communication with the prisoners inside, really trying to understand the conditions from their point of view and also what they would like to see happen. So that, you know, when we were working to end the lockdown, they didn't come to us, but they communicated with us and said, you know, they're poisoning us here. This water is poison, is toxic. And can you do something about that? So we didn't say, no, we're trying to end the lockdown. We're busy. We said, okay, let's try to do a campaign around the water as well. And, you know, I think it's pretty important to believe what prisoners are saying to you because the prison administration was always telling us, don't believe what they say. You know, we would try to, every year we would have a commemoration, an educational event on the anniversary of the lockdown. And we would solicit from the prisoners their reflections on that year of the lockdown. And then we put them together in a pamphlet and we would distribute them to all the people at the conference. Well, often the prisoners wouldn't get our letter soliciting the reflections. And when we tried to challenge it, the prison authorities would say, we don't know where the letters are. Probably the prisoners got them and they're just lying to you. And why would the prisoners lie to us? And they have no, you know, no motivation.